Good morning, y'all, and welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray, and this morning I'm bringing you a very special guest on the show. I have with me Mr. Richard Fordyce. He is the FSA administrator. As y'all remember, I spoke with him at the Farm and Ranch show. We are happy to have him back with us. And Richard, to get started, I know there's a big deadline coming up. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So the deadline for landowners that are interested in submitting an offer for general CRP sign up is at the end of this month. February 28th is the sign up deadline, and we're wanting folks to make sure that they're aware of that deadline and make sure that they're aware that there is a general CRP sign up that's going on. And the general sign up is a little different than other CRP signups that maybe folks have been more used to. This one is the competitive one. We have not had one since the beginning of 2016. So this is the one that landowners would submit offers on bigger blocks of land, entire fields, those kind of things. And again, it's been a while since we've had one. We've had some continuous CRP signups, and those are the ones that are more focused on water quality practices like riparian buffers and filter strips and those type things. But as far as a general sign-up goes, first one in quite a while, and I think a lot of folks are excited about learning what the opportunities are, the options that are out there for landowners. And just wanted to make sure that folks were aware of that deadline and when it was.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I understand this correctly, we actually upped the amount of acres that can be in CRP, which is how this came about, correct?
It is. Partially that, and partially the number of acres that are expiring that were in CRP. This is this fiscal year, so our fiscal year ends at the end of September. By the time we get to the end of September, there will be a number of acres that are expiring, and so with the increase in the cap that Congress gave us in the 2018 Farm Bill, and the number of acres that are expiring, gives us some space to be able to have a general CRP sign up right now.
Are there any other factors that maybe led to this? I mean, CRP historically has been a successful program.
No, absolutely. I think if you think about you know, CRP is going to turn 35 years old this year. The very first CRP sign-up was in 1985. And if you think about the accomplishments or the things that we were able to attain through the CRP program, whether it was, you know, economic activity, economic benefits to landowners that had a steady rental rate for, you know, a set period of time. If you think about from an environmental perspective, the ability to protect soil from eroding, improve water quality, all of those things that have taken place over the past 35 years is pretty remarkable. And so it has been. It's been a very popular program. And from 1985 to today, we've seen the program evolve quite a bit. Lots of folks have provided input on ways that they feel like the program could be improved. And over the years in different farm bills, you know, CRP has evolved, and it's different than it was back in 1985. There's opportunities for folks that want to enhance wildlife habitat for them to do that. Certainly, we have lots of numbers about tons of soil saved and protecting water, and it's a really good story. You know, not only from an economic perspective, but from an environmental perspective, and you know, as you said, a very popular program, and so just again another opportunity, another option for farmers and landowners to look at for maybe, you know, some acres on their farm, maybe not the entire farm, but some acres that they can take advantage of to look at this general CRP sign up and you know, go to a local county FSA office and visit with the experts there, the local experts on the ground, and they can answer those questions that landowners may have and help them prepare an offer for this general sign-up. Once we get the offers in, once the deadline closes, we'll take a look at all of the offers. They all will get points based on what the landowner has agreed to do. We'll rank those based on the point totals. We'll make a cutoff, and anything above that cutoff would be accepted. Anything below the cutoff, they'll have to try again in the future. But it's a very interesting process, and in my mind, a very thoughtful process as far as, you know, gives the landowner an opportunity to think about what they want to do with their land and make those offers based on what their priorities are and the things that they deem to be important. So it's a good exercise. It's a good opportunity for folks that are interested, certainly, to come in and visit about what those options are.
Again, that's FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce, and this is for the deadline on the CRP general enrollment period. It is ending February 28th, so as he said, please make sure you get in and speak with your local FSA offices as soon as possible. Now, coming up in tomorrow's show, we're going to continue our conversation with the administrator. He's got some information for y'all that you're going to want to hear on that third tranche of MFP payments. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.